Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, where we sort the signal from the very enthusiastic fog around agents, models, and the tools people are actually trying to ship. Today's standout story is not a single bigger chatbot. It is the pressure building around local computer use agents, durable memory, and verification. In plain builder language, agents are getting closer to the machine, closer to the user, and much closer to real permissions. That is exciting. It is also exactly where planning, privacy, and framework quality stop being research side quests and become production requirements. The first new item on the ledger is H Company releasing Hollow 3.1, its updated family of computer use agent models. This is the most relevant model story for agent builders today because the release is aimed at production robustness rather than a single glossy demo. H Company says the family is built for web, desktop, and mobile environments, for different agent harnesses, and for cloud, edge, and fully local deployment. The detail that matters is the shape of the release. Hollow 3.1 adds native support for function calling protocols, ships several sizes including lightweight 0.8B, 4B, and 9B variants, and includes quantized checkpoints such as FP8, Q4 GGUF, and NVFP4. H Company reports that the 35B A3B model rises from 67% to 79.3% on Android World, while the smaller 4B and 9B variants move from 58% to 72%. My take: this is what computer use models need to become boring infrastructure. Not just one big cloud model clicking a browser, but deployable models that survive different screens, tool protocols, and latency budgets. The second ledger item is OpenAI's Dreaming V3 memory architecture for ChatGPT. The interesting piece is the operational problem being acknowledged. Memory at hundreds of millions of users over multi-year time horizons cannot just mean a list of saved notes. It has to stay fresh, retire stale details, synthesize patterns, and remain reviewable. OpenAI says dreaming is a background process that learns across prior chats and maintains a more relevant memory state. For builders, memory is becoming both a product surface and an infrastructure layer. Memory without provenance is not personalization. It is a future bug report with feelings. The third ledger item is less cheerful but important. The Wall Street Journal reports that Meta has repeatedly delayed developer access to its newest AI model API. Meta says the API is being tested with partners and is expected this month. But the larger lesson is simple. A frontier model that developers cannot reliably access is not yet a platform. Release mechanics, pricing, rate limits, SDKs, and trust in availability are what turn a model into infrastructure. Let's stay with Hollow 3.1 for the model lane. Its strongest claim is not that it wins every benchmark. It is that it treats computer use as distribution shift. Browser automation, desktop automation, mobile automation, and enterprise applications are not the same environment wearing different clothes. The release explicitly addresses mobile devices, alternative harnesses, function calling, and local inference. For agent builders, the question should move from "Can it click?" to "Can it click in the environment my product actually lives in, with the permissions and latency my users will tolerate?" OpenAI also updated GPT Rosalind, its life sciences research model series, with stronger capabilities grounded in GPT 5.5 style agentic coding and tool use. This is a domain-specific release, but it matters beyond biology. It shows the frontier model market continuing to split between general assistants and governed specialist workspaces. Specialized agents will not be judged only on chat quality. They will be judged on workflow fidelity, governance, tool use, and whether domain experts can trust the chain of reasoning and action. On frameworks and tooling, Anthropic's engineering note about code execution with MCP is worth keeping on the desk. The problem is familiar to anyone connecting agents to a serious tool surface. Direct tool calls do not scale gracefully. Tool definitions eat context. Large, intermediate results get shoved back through the model. Every extra connector increases the chance that the prompt becomes a warehouse instead of a workbench. Anthropic's proposed pattern is to expose MCP tools as code APIs inside an execution environment. Then the agent can write code to call tools, loop, filter, join, and store intermediate results without pouring everything through the model context. The claimed example is dramatic, reducing token usage from 150,000 tokens to 2,000 tokens in one workflow. Even if your numbers differ, the design principle holds. Agents should not narrate every intermediate box they move around the warehouse. Give them a safe workspace, durable files, scoped APIs, and logs. Hugging Face also published a practical agent glossary, and I like it because vocabulary is starting to matter. Model, scaffold, harness, orchestrator, and agent are not interchangeable. The model predicts. The scaffold shapes what the model sees. The harness runs the loop, executes tools, handles errors, and decides when to stop. If you blur all of that into one word, debugging becomes folklore. If you separate the layers, you can ask whether the model failed, the tool failed, the scaffold misled it, or the harness recovered badly. In trending repositories, memory and application infrastructure are still loud. MemZero, the universal memory layer for AI agents, showed 57,857 GitHub stars at retrieval and active updates. The reason it matters is not star worship. It is the category signal. Builders are trying to make memory portable across agents, not trapped inside one vendor product. That raises hard questions about identity, permissions, forgetting, summarization, and retrieval quality. But the demand is obvious. Hugging Face's Smologence showed 27,727 stars. It is a compact library for agents that think in code, and it sits neatly beside Anthropic's MCP code execution argument. Code is becoming the action language for agents because it compresses intent, supports loops and conditionals, and leaves behind artifacts that humans can inspect. Mastra showed 24,819 stars and represents the TypeScript side of the production agent stack. That matters because a great deal of agent software is becoming product software. Frontends, workflows, state, auth, billing, observability, and user-facing event streams. The Python research loop is not going away, but production agents increasingly need to live inside full-stack application frameworks. Research this week is wonderfully pointed. Agent Planning Benchmark, or APB, introduces a planning-specific diagnostic benchmark with 4209 multimodal cases across 22 domains. The point is to isolate planning instead of hiding it inside end-to-end success. APB tests holistic planning, feedback-conditioned stepwise planning, robustness under irrelevant tools, broken tools, and unsolvable tasks. That last category is especially important. A useful agent must know not only what to do, but when a task cannot honestly be done. ADK Arena looks at the framework layer directly. It evaluates 51 popular Python agent development kits by using an LLM as a developer methodology. The same coding agent learns each framework's API, writes an agent, iteratively repairs it, and runs validation. The authors report that generation succeeds in 57% of runs, with cost varying 5.6 times across frameworks, and no single framework dominating. Framework ergonomics are not just developer comfort. They shape what agents can build, how often they fail, and how expensive repair loops become. Skill is not. Document tackles skill routing. The paper argues that retrieving skills for an agent is not the same as retrieving documents for a search result. A set of skills has to be jointly compatible with the user's task. Two skills can each look relevant in isolation and still be a bad pair. That has big implications for agent marketplaces, capability registries, and MCP-style tool catalogs. PrivacyPeak adds another necessary warning. It audits what agents acquire through tools, not only what they eventually disclose. That is the right privacy boundary. If an agent pulls unnecessary sensitive data into context, the leak risk already exists, even if the final answer looks clean. For product builders, the implication is clear. Limit acquisition at the tool and permission layer, not merely output filtering. Two community discussions round out the picture. A hacker news thread about one human and one agent building a small browser from scratch in roughly 20,000 lines is a useful antidote to swarm mythology. The impressive part is not that agents magically replace architecture. It is that a skilled human set, constraints, reviewed output, and used an agent as leverage. That is a healthier mental model than pretending autonomy means nobody is steering. A separate Hacker News thread titled "Don't Trust AI Agents" is also worth reading for its practical skepticism. The concerns are permissions, dependency size, auditability, and the old trap of counting generated lines of code as productivity. The best line of thought is simple. Lines of code are not value. Verification is value. Reversibility is value. Smaller permission scopes are value. So today's through line is this. Local and specialized agents are getting more capable, memory is becoming real infrastructure, and frameworks are racing to make agents easier to build. But the verification wall is arriving at the same time. The next durable advantage will not belong to the stack that merely acts fastest. It will belong to the stack that can show what it planned, what it touched, what it remembered, what it acquired, and why a human should believe the result. That is the shelf to watch. Build boldly, but leave a clean trail.